This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:43, and that was John Mayer with New Light. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and it's time now for Keep In View, so we're joined by Sean Tanis of our news desk for that. And, countries everywhere have been introducing different schemes to discourage the use of cars, to reduce carbon emissions, and now environmental organizations in Berlin are actually proposing an initiative that would pay households who don't own cars. Sean, what is driving this initiative?
So this idea basically comes from an organization known as Changing Cities, as well as the Institute of Urban Mobility. So basically, they are proposing a kind of empty road incentive for people who don't own cars. And the result is, it's basically like more climate-friendly alternatives like bicycles and public transport. And that's the kind of result they're looking for. And the bonus scheme would see households being paid almost 5,500 ringgit every year, converted to ringgit lah. And this could be used to basically cover the cost of annual pass for Berlin's public transport system. And currently there are about 1.2 million vehicles registered in Germany's capital. But according to campaigners, this could cut the number of cars on Berlin streets by 60,000 a year. So, so far, many experts have supported the scheme, and they say that most people could get by without a car. But the program still requires approval from city authorities at this point, and the bonus scheme is also expected to cost the government around 5 billion euros annually. Ecologists are suggesting that this initiative could be financed by revenue from Germany's carbon tax. And the carbon tax came into force at the start of this year, and people on low incomes could benefit the most from the scheme. But just in general, the organizations say that by reducing the number of cars on the street, it gives people more living space at their doorstep.
Whenever we read about these kinds of programs, we also always talk about how it goes hand in hand with improving public transportation, infrastructure. But, I think something like this also shows that it's equally important to talk about or think about changing mindsets and policies that support that.
True. And I think that is one of the main hurdles in implementing the program, right? Because according to Germany's federal stats office, the cost of buying and maintaining a car has risen by 36%. Meanwhile, the cost of public transport has risen by 79%. So, looking at the difference in cost, Berlin residents might be they'd be even more reluctant to part with their cars at this point. And I think it's hard to make that switch when Germany still pays out billions in driving subsidies, which includes grants for the purchase of diesel vehicles or for company fleets. However, the European Union has proposed banning the sale of combustion engine cars by 2035. So, people are hopeful that this could encourage governments in the region, including Germany, to give up on these kinds of subsidies going forward.
So I have two questions here, right? The first is, do you think that this is going to come up against a lot of difficulty with car manufacturers, with the companies?
Yeah, definitely. But I think a lot of car manufacturers are already planning for this, preparing for this. They are also switching to more EVs at this point. So I think this, I'm sure they have already discussed with all these manufacturers, right? A lot of them are actually based in countries in Europe, especially in Germany.
In Germany, that's what I was thinking.
So I'm sure they've had a lot of discussions with them. So that's why we are looking at this 2035 target, just to give them that room to slowly phase out. But I'm looking at this figure that they mentioned here, which is about 1,000 plus euros, about 5,500 ringgit our money. And this figure is being mooted now. But I guess like when we are talking about 2035, then this figure has to go up way much more than what's been given to each household now. And I mean, if we consider like in a household, how many people are living in that house is also another thing. So is it going to be enough if you have like, what, 6 people in the house? So that's another thing.
So my other thing is this. We both drive, you and I. And yes, I know. So both of us are drivers, but we drive different distances in order to get to work. So I know that for me, something like 5,500 is a good enough incentive for me to give up my car. Most times, most places that I'm going to, I think I would be able to wrap my head around it. But you live quite far from work. Would it be enough for you, you think?
Yeah, for me, the last mile is going to be a problem. But then I'm looking at it as, 5,500 ringgit for a household. It's not just for me, right? So I also have to use this money for my when I need to, you know, go out with my parents, when I need to go out to the market and stuff like that. So maybe, I can buy like a motorized bicycle or something, which is not legal at this point to use around my taman, but maybe a motorbike or something. I can see switching to a plan like this, to accept a plan like this, especially considering I've finished paying my car loan, I can see how people who don't have cars can find this attractive, because you know, just buying a car, you need to the expenses to service the car, the fuel and all these things, right?
Your insurance.
Oh my god, you just reminded me I have to renew my insurance. Okay.
Yeah, me too. So we want to know, I guess, you know, if you were given an incentive to not own a car, would it be something that you would take up? Let's just pluck the example that's being used in Berlin, because it's a fair figure, 5,500 ringgit annually. Would that be enough for you to consider giving up your car entirely if you drive? Let us know. That number to call, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.